Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, I'm aware that intro has played twice, but me and Martin were having a good old chuckle and a laugh, which you can't be let in on, sorry audience. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Liam.
How are you?
Good morning, kia ora, are you? I'm good, I'm okay, just sheltering in a corner between walls so that we don't get too much wind interference on the microphone.
tell me, do you do a lot of sheltering between walls?
I mean, if I have to talk, if I'm wearing Bluetooth headphones with a built-in microphone and I have to talk to you on the radio on a slightly breezy day in the capital, then I'd be doing some sheltering. That'll be a thing.
And just to our audience out there, he has very fancy Bluetooth headphones, just by the way. We brag there.
Yeah, these ones aren't too fancy, to be honest. These are like Sennheisers. You can get them for like a couple of $100.
Well, it's fancy enough.
I mean, you know what, though? Cabled headphones are great. You know why cabled headphones are great, Liam?
Why? Are you going to say something really technical right now?
Nah, it's really hard to lose them, mate, because if you put them down and you walk away, the cable jerks, you know, whereas the Bluetooth headphones, you put them down, you walk away, you forget about them, you freak out, you come back and hope someone's handed them in. It's a full emotional rigmarole. It's not great.
No, I can believe that. I mean, it is my greatest fear as someone who does use Bluetooth headphones. I mean, I live every day in absolute fear of losing them. So you do raise a good point there.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a big problem. But the thing is the cordless smartphones don't have the audio jacks anymore.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that annoying?
No, it's not good, mate. So they've taken out the audio jacks, so you can't. So you have to.
Yeah, they just want you to spend more money.
Yeah, you either use the Bluetooth or you get an adapter that plugs into the charging port.
Yeah.
So you have this dongle hanging out of the charging port to put the.
Oh, and it's so annoying.
Well, it's just silly. It's silly, but anyway, there's less silly things, you know, less annoying things.
Yeah.
Music.
Music.
Wellington.
Hey, great.
Wellington, Europe.
Great choice today. This is such a funky song.
Oh, look, this is such a. This is a real mid-2000s New Zealand kind of vibe. You know, this is
right.
The first glory days of, you know, Fat Freddy's and Trinity Roots and Solar and Open Souls and DJ Moo and the Turnaround and, you know, all this good stuff, which is like 20 years old now, really nostalgic stuff. We'll do a bit of backstory on this, did all context. Okay, so this song, the song is Future by DRW, who's a very mysterious vocalist from who was dividing their time between the Ibiza and London in the 2000s with productions by this guy who passed away a couple of years ago, Frederick Lager, aka Red Astaire, aka Freddy Krueger. He's a Swedish beat maker and producer who made this classic album in the mid-2000s called Soul Searching, which was just absolutely beloved by a generation of people who worked in cafes and coffee shops and cocktail bars. this was really, because this is one of the things, you know, we've got to really think about, you know, Spotify doesn't happen until 2012.
And
as much as, you know, radio is the beloved medium for drivers and homes and all these things, traditionally it's been a bit of a hard sell to get cafes to play radio because you got all the talking and stuff.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, so, you know, CDs, you know, CD collections, and, you know, quite often, you know, the young baristas, it was sort of their job to work out the music, you know. And there's certain albums that just got thrashed, you know, based on a true story with Fat Freddy's Drop, you know, Saint Germain. Anyway, Soul Searching is one of those ones that got thrashed. It was really good, like, neo-soul, hip-hop record, mixture of rappers and singers from across Europe and America, Freddy killer production, great grooves. Everyone just loved it, like, So what happens is you've got this guy, grows up in Wellington, DJ V, same generation as DJ Moo from Fat Freddy's Drop. They used to DJ together at bar called the Matterhorn on a Friday night. Fat Freddy's Drop recorded live at the Matterhorn. So these guys, you know, part of this whole generation, this whole thing's happening, you know, the rise of... It's funny, I was talking to Dallas from Fat Freddy's about this the other day, and I was thinking about it, thinking back. When Trinity Roots, Fat Freddy's, and the Black Seeds arrived, I remember... First time I saw all these groups perform, I remember, like, I had this core thought. I was just like, I can't fucking figure out who the front person is in these groups. Because,
Yeah, right.
You see Trinity Roots, right? And you go, okay, well, Warren's doing lead vocals and he's playing guitar. But then, like, sometimes Rio's doing lead vocals and he's playing bass and, like, you know, they're both, like, real charismatic.
You're
kind of like Ricky Gooch is doing, like, a little drum solo or something. And you're like, man, this is like a collective.
Supporting
each other. I mean, you've got a Black Seeds and, like, I mean, is Barney the front man or is Dan the front man? Because, you know, when Dan's doing those bongos, you know, it's kind of like, and then you got Fat Freddy's Drop. Fucking, it's Dallas with his back turned to the audience, looking at the band, you know. And you're like, oh, what about it's Jay Lindsay? The guy on the big trombone, I think he might be the front man. Oh, maybe it's the rapper. Maybe Slate's the front man. Like, there's this whole, like, yeah, they were collectives, you know, the whole there wasn't a lot of I, you know, there was a lot of we. So anyway, big first, one of the first European tours, you know, the bands go over, Freddy's over on a big European tour, V comes along as the tour DJ, they get to London, they're playing the show, and, you know, afterwards, beforehand, I think, he's playing a DJ set, he's playing all this great hip-hop and downbeat and trip-hop and IDM, just awesome DJ, and this guy comes up to him. And he goes, oh, mate, this is amazing. Oh, you're such a good DJ. Oh, I run this record store called Scenario Records in Soho. Do you want to come and work for me? And V's like, wow. He's got the British passport. Got the ancestry visa, I think. And he's like, oh, man, okay, like, look, Freddie, sorry, guys. I'm hopping off the tour. I'm going to go work in this record store.
Oh, my God.
Spends the next 15 years, you know, living in London, you know, working in this record store, you know, meeting all these people, you know, Luke Verbert, like, the next man. And sets up a little record label along the way called The Elephant, putting out vinyl records. And anyway, you know, the whole Freddy Krueger thing happens. And, you know, there's this track from Freddy Krueger called Running From Love, and, you know, V plays a lot, becomes a signature. Anyway, one night, like, they have this chance, like, he sees that Freddy Krueger is DJing in this bar, it goes, you know, they cross paths in the bathroom, exchange contact details, Freddy comes to this after party, they become friends, he goes out to Sweden, stays with him and his family, you know, they get talking, he's telling him about his label, and, you know, because he's sort of, he needs to get way he's doing it, he'll have original tracks and then you'll get people to do remixes and you know, Freddie goes, oh, you know, here's a couple of the dirt tapes of my music, you know, pick whatever you want, you know, you can release it, you know, become good mates, put some stuff out. Then it's like, oh man, you know, your album's real popular in New Zealand, we should get you down to New Zealand, you know. So they work out this tour. Freddie comes down to play a couple of DJ sets in Wellington and Auckland, plays at the Splore Festival, you know, meets Lady Six in Parks, they become good mates. There's a remix for Lady Six and Parks, I think, of Walk Right Up. The whole sort of connection gets forged.
Yeah, right.
It's great. This is a lot of what's going on at the time. It's sort of Europe and, like, Aotearoa, like, coming together. All this crossover stuff's happening, you know. Like, when Freddie's went to Europe, Dallas had gone record songs of, like, House and Broken Bees and, like, hip-hop producers and stuff. Real pollination. Mm. All this thing. Awesome era. Everything's great. Anyway, time passes, you know, everything moves on. A couple of years ago, you know, we all get the call or the text or the, you know, the Facebook post. Freddy Krueger's unexpectedly passed away from a heart attack. Really shocking for a whole set of people, you know. You know, not even that old, you know, early 50s. You know, just gone, you know, left behind a wife, a couple of young kids, you know. Really heavy, you know, all this time. You know, people have time passes, you know, and I guess this year, you know, he found some old music that V Freddie had given him that he'd never put out. You know, he found, okay, I've got this.
Wow.
Freddie produced this track for DRW called Future. Oh, also, like, we got DJ Vadim to do a remix at the time. Freddie didn't have a vision. We've got an instrumental. And he says, oh, man, I've got to reboot the label. You know, get the stuff pressed up, put it out, you know, give all the proceeds to Freddie's children.
Yeah, totally.
So that's what's going on. They've been, like, they've gone through the process. You know, they got everything mastered and redone. They've been making records. They've been doing promo. They've been sending it out. It came out last week. You know, there's been, like, so V's done some interviews. Hopefully, thing going on with it, you know, this New Zealand Swedish connection through hip hop and
yeah, wow,
good times. So yeah, I thought, you know, all of that being said, why not play the song?
I have a listen. Yeah, I would say you've made the right move here. What a beautiful and also kind of sad story at the same time. But,
well, this is the problem with the good stories. You know, they usually do have a bit of a sad ending.
Yeah.
But, you know, the full ending isn't fully written. We don't know what happens next. But also, they made a... when he came to New Zealand, you know, they had a camcorder and they filmed a whole bunch of moments on the tour, and they've edited them into a little music video to go with the song, which is on YouTube. So, like, a music video of, like, Freddie's New Zealand tour.
And, cool.
Yeah, it's a really sweet, really, really, really sweet little video, really, really sweet little watch. Great tunes, great remix from Vadim.
Wow.
And, yeah, if you're a vinyl person, there'll be vinyl available. If you're a digital person, you can go digital. But, should we chuck it on?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. It was a pleasure.
Have a great, great day, and try to stay out of that wind.
Yeah, I'll do my best, do my absolute best to stay out of this very mild wind.
Right.
All right, cheers, mate.
And that's the wonderful, wonderful Mr. Martin Pepperell with another amazing backstory. Just to add a bit of context to his pick for today. So Pep's pick today is Future by DRW, but this is the Red Astaire remix. Enjoy it, guys.
I should've known. Let me tell you about the freestyle.
Yeah.
The White Sox.
Yeah.
In the college house. Let me tell you about the thieves in the night.
Yeah.
They're low. They give you shame.
Yeah.
And now I know I never want to.
Yeah.
I give nothing to get nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, the shame. You give nothing. You get nothing. Yeah. You give it all up to the game. Change it now.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever changed it before. And I'm wanting you.
Yeah.
I'm loving you.
Yeah.
And I look into the future, baby. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I cannot say it's not that way. I look into the future, baby. What you say?
Yeah.
What you say? What you say?
Yeah.
I lit your space to choose.
Ah.